We have a call this morning that some employers are pressuring younger workers who to vote for. Newstalk ZB has been told by some young voters that they're feeling the heat from their work, from their bosses, from their employers. So is it true and is it having an effect? Business manager at the Youth Worker Resource Centre, Zanian Steele, is with me. Zanian, morning to you.
Good morning.
What have you been told, Zanian? What do you know about this?
So look, what we see, you know, in New Zealand is that the pressure is generally not averse in the sense that, you know, an employer is saying, show me your ballot or you'll lose your job. But a lot of pressure is put on young people because they're quite, you know, when they're new to voting, especially if they're first time or maybe second time voters, their main role models around voting are generally their parents because civics education in New Zealand is really subpar. And so when an employer is making very derogatory comments about one party, you know, or a couple of parties, you know, especially when you've got a situation like on an agricultural work site where you've got a farm owner and you've got a couple of senior workers and then a farm manager, and then you've got someone who's maybe 18, 19, who's hearing all these sort of negative comments about one party, if they did happen to believe or support that other party, they wouldn't feel comfortable speaking out about it. But for a lot of them who don't have any strong political views, their minds are entirely made up and shaped by the information that they hear. And so we say it's a little bit akin to the problem that we find around misinformation about union membership. In the fast food sector, for example, where you've got managers telling young workers that, you know, it's not worthwhile joining a union because you're going to lose out. You know, there's no chance of you making any more money.
Well, hold on. Do you believe this? You said it was overt pressure. Do you believe it's happening in all industries?
No, absolutely not. It's an issue that tends to be confined more to smaller companies where employers are not as aware of their responsibilities. Now, the majority of employers out there are good employers and, you know, have their workers' best interests at heart. But, you know, it's not just young workers. It's workers of all age groups. But young workers are more vulnerable just because they tend to lack a lot of the knowledge around the parties and the political process.
Yeah, but derogatory comments, your comments about policies of various political parties, doesn't matter who. I mean, this is nothing new, is it? I mean, people make comments about policies, about political parties. This is not a new thing, is it?
No, it's not a new issue. But I think maybe there's been a little bit more attention. I think, you know, the recent political changes and, you know, leadership changes have sparked quite a lot of interest this election. A lot of young people are getting enrolled. And as well as the early voting process, sort of drawing out the whole period of political engagement. And look, these young people just don't have the information and they really look up to their employers. So if an employer is making, and, you know, employers tend to have a perspective, not all employers, but, you know, a decent majority at one end of the political spectrum. And, you know, they put those views on their staff. And if someone, you know, a more experienced, you know, a voter, if they've voted a number of times or if they know a lot about the political system, then they may not have such a formulative effect. But for young workers...
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, it would apply to both ends of the political spectrum. Of course it would. But it's not actually a pressure, is it? They're not telling them who to vote for, are they?
In some situations, but it is rare for it to be, you know, a matter of overt pressure. Usually it'll be simply a throwaway comment as opposed to a direct instruction of who to vote for and a sanction. But there's definitely pressure there.
Well, no, they're not forcing them to go out and vote for it. This sounds to me like just normal dialogue you get in industries and business places where workers congregate.
Look, you know, when workers have had these conversations around the smoko table, they're talking as equals. There's no, you know, there's no necessarily no pressure. But if you've got someone in a very senior role, especially in, you know, industries where, you know, views on certain ends of the spectrum are more common, that pressure is especially strong for young people because they don't know much about the process. So those kinds of things, if they hear that one party has, you know, a terrible policy on tax, that would affect their job because the owner of the company doesn't, you know, like that policy. Then, you know, that's going to have a formative effect on that person. They're not going to be analysing the tax policy. Maybe if they're, you know, studying political science at the uni or something like that. But otherwise, it doesn't, you know, that kind of thing has a strong effect.
Thank you for coming on the program. Good to talk to you. That is Zanian Steele, who is a business manager at the Youth Worker Resource Centre.